Off the Ball, GAA.
It's good to make history for the club, and as you see, like, SARS, it means everything to us. After losing county final, to get to a Munster final and represent ourselves and our community, it means everything to
us. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite.
Yeah! Now, all or nothing, FRC's new rules for club and county. That's Colin Key's story on the back of the Indo today, because there are some clubs and some county boards who are calling for the new rules to only apply to inter-county at the start, and to give everybody an opportunity to get up to speed. And you feel like maybe they'd have more chance if they were to do that?
Yeah, it makes more sense.
To let the clubs catch up?
Yeah, for sure. It's just such a... Yeah, it just seems... It would seem mad that you could just overnight change for everyone.
Maybe they need to come out and explain exactly how that would work.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure they've thought about it.
I think it will be easier once people have seen it, though.
And then O'Hara joins Mayo Exodus. Pádraic O'Hara has become the latest Mayo player to make himself unavailable for the coming season. It comes on the back of Killian O'Connor's decision to step away from the 2025 campaign, although, like O'Connor, O'Hara hasn't closed the door on his Mayo career just yet. Which is not a great sign for Mayo, is it? Walking away, Kieran Shannon and James Horan on Mayo without O'Connor. Kieran Shannon obviously has been heavily involved with that Mayo group over the years, and has some great insight into just how important Killian O'Connor was, and does have a killer line in the middle of it that must Mayo got to the All-Ireland final in 2021 without the injured O'Connor, but his absence would tell in the final. Chances are he'd have stuck away that penalty Ryan O'Donoghue scuffed, and the famine would be over. Oh, that must hurt. I don't know if it's true, but it's certainly in your worst bits where you're just sitting there with your head on the table going, are we ever going to get over the line? And you sub in Ryan O'Donoghue for ice in his veins, Killian O'Connor. I mean, chances are he would have made it, right? Anyway. Poor Mayo.
Yeah.
Still, you'd rather be Mayo than anybody else, right? Apart from the Dubs. Wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Okay, not Kerry. You can't have Kerry. Or Tyrone. Anything that's
won. Why can't you have Tyrone?
Well, what do you mean? Because they won it, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how you keep doing it. I know they talk about it, and it's part of the journey, and there are great, great days along the way.
There are. Inevitably. There are great days, and you felt alive. You felt alive.
That kind of heartbreak again and again and again. Maybe it dulls. Maybe you become a little more kind of
sharpens. All right with it. No, it's the opposite.
That would be my instinct. Yeah. I don't know how.
But isn't that, what's the point of life? Sitting on a bed of cash, Scrooge McDuck. No thanks.
But just, you'd want one.
It's the struggle.
Just one. Like I don't know. Look, they keep going. They're going in enormous numbers. It's incredible.
Well, they won all those leagues, didn't they? Well, that won anyway.
Stop. That's not. All those Connacht titles.
They're five in a row.
I don't. It's a very peculiar team to look back on and regard. They're obviously immense and immensely talented.
Yeah.
But it.
The second best team of their generation.
It is inevitably. They didn't do it. And there is something in that. That's not luck. It's not a luck thing. It's you have to. I know, but it's not luck. It's not to do with that. It's the statistical how unlikely it would be to get to that many finals and not win one of them.
But the two own goals, you can't say. The Dubs were terrible that day.
When did that first own goal go in? It was the first half, wasn't it?
I think they're both the first half.
Yeah. So come on, like, there's a whole game to play there. It's not last minute.
Dublin scored 6 points that day.
I'm just saying.
Dublin scored 6 points and still didn't get beaten.
An own goal doesn't. It's not like they were just passing the ball back and it was let in behind.
Well, there was one of them. At least one of them was. It was like
pressure.
What are you doing? It's not like it was deflected in from a full length diving save and the ball was nestling in the top corner. It was like,
I know.
Oh, thanks
I know.
For that.
It was.
No, thanks
it,
for that.
It was really shooting themselves in the foot, but it doesn't matter. It's not.
Anyway, sorry, we don't need to relitigate this, but I think there's an element of bad luck involved. They were a really, truly great team, and that great team is over, and they never got the credit they deserve. Round about now, the Dubs are waking up to, like, actually, Mayo were pretty good, weren't they? I mean, they hated them at the time.
You know why they didn't get the credit they deserve. It's very clear.
Because they didn't win?
Yeah.
But then they then.
That's why you don't get the credit.
No. Like they drove the greatest team of all time to the greatest heights that that we've ever seen in Gaelic football.
Yeah, but that's
and we'll ever see in that game. That game, if these rules get through, that game is never going to be played again. It's going to be a totally different sport, right?
And that's a lovely philosophical argument.
Yeah, it's true.
But it doesn't. It's not guttural.
They're great chemistry.
Amazing chemistry. You know, it takes two to tango, whatever way you want to put it. Styles make fights.
Exactly.
But it doesn't. That's.
I think it gives them comfort. And it seems to give them comfort when you talk to them. The Mayo, the players, when you talk to the players, they are an incredible bunch. There's not a wrong amongst them over the years talking to them as they retired and interviewing them. If you find that they are actually the very best of what you would want the representatives of your county to be. And I think they should be rightly proud of the role they played in a brilliant period for football.
They were astonishing, and the days they were involved in are unforgettable. But it's just interesting as a team in and of themselves, how we measure team. Like their sole aim every year was to win an All-Ireland, and that was never reached.
Yeah.
So like the matter of how that's...
And there's nothing beautiful in their...
Absolutely, it's incredible.
Keep coming back.
The story... I hope that there's documentaries and books and everything made about it years from now. But it's an interesting thing that they will themselves feel they failed.
Yeah, but then...
Which is an interesting mix.
If you talk to the Armagh team of the noughties, they feel that they failed because they only won once. Because they watched Tyrone win three and they kept beating Tyrone in Ulster finals and be like, well, so we're the real champions, we're the lineal champions. Like, no, it doesn't really work that way. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, we got sidetracked. It's 7:40.
Do you think he'll come back, Killian?
Oh, that depends.
Like, are we?
He'll have a look at the rules.
Are we to
see what he likes?
Deduce that it's like a management issue.
Oh, sorry.
Is that unfair?
I will find next day. Will I find you the bit in Kieran Shannon?
I don't know.
Go on quickly there. He hasn't retired; just taken a year out. He wouldn't do that if he felt either his leadership or on-field game was still properly valued by the Mayo management and. If he fully believed that they were the men to get the county over the line.
Jesus, yeah. Because there was a lot of mess in there, wasn't there? Kind of in terms of whatever post-season review took place and getting it finalised and out again. And there was a lot of dark for a while.
Yeah, the local Mayo press were reporting that the review of the management team by the players had essentially been circumvented and the management team reappointed without the results of the review happening or being considered. Christ. And then there was a pause on the reappointment while that all got sorted out in the background. And I think there was a lot of messing around. But evidently for him, this is Kieran Shannon saying this now, evidently for him, under this management, there's not enough water there for him to sail his vessel in 2025. That was a reference to the river.
Okay.
Anyway,
he's run aground.
Well, I think he'll be back.
Trump chip.
So I'd say that. Well, here's the thing: if this management team manages to get everybody who's left together and has a brilliant year, I don't know what a brilliant year looks like. Do they have to win for it to be a brilliant year?
Probably back semi-final anyway.
Well, then they'll get another year, right?
Yeah.
But if they crash out at quarterfinal or preliminary quarterfinal stage, they'll be gone, and it's a wasted year. And it's like, oh, so it ratchets up the stakes for McStay.
Huge.
And it ratchets up the stakes for Mayo. It makes our power rankings whenever they're coming all the more interesting. Because it's very difficult to do a power rankings at the minute.
It's very interesting. And like, I don't know how long, you wouldn't want to be fair to him, he seems to be still going well. But Aidan O'Shea can't have that long left. He only has a few more goes at it. And then all of a sudden that team kind of fades away and is gone altogether.
Yeah. So I would love to see Killian O'Connor back, and I would love to see Pádraig O'Hara back. I think O'Hara particularly will benefit from being one of the three back. You know, he's done a good marking job on some of the best forwards in the country. So I don't think either of them are done, but it feels like they're probably done with this management team.